to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a celebrity fitness trainer and author of No Excuses Fitness. As one of the nation's leading health and fitness experts, he's been featured on many radio and TV shows, including Dr. Oz, who he also personally trains. Welcome to the show, Donovan Green.
Yes, Dr. David Friedman, thank you so much. It feels great to be here, by the way.
Oh, great having you. Great having you. You know, many people know you as personal trainer to Dr. Oz, and I'll tell you, for a 54-year-old man, Dr. Oz is in great shape. Why do so many people believe once they hit the big 5-0 that they're at the point of no return when it comes to getting in shape?
I believe that people feel that way because of what they see in magazines and in the sports world. You know, once you hit 30 plus, you're going over the top, you're over hill, you're getting old.
Yeah.
You get to the 40 years old, you're old. I'm a martial artist. So even in martial arts, once you hit like 35 years old, you're in the seniors realm. You know, we're still very young at 50 plus years old. We're still young. You know, I'm
that's good to know, because your first one's calling me young. I love you already. You're my new best friend.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Speaking of friends, I actually have a good friend that owns a gym, and he told me something staggering, a statistic. He said 80% who join a gym stop going after 90 days. Share with us some of the most common excuses as to why people don't maintain a regular exercise regimen, and how can we get rid of some of these excuses?
Well, here's one of the common excuses. One of the common excuses is I don't have the time to go to a gym.
Right.
And what I tell people is if you cannot get to a gym, your gym is with you all the time, which is your body. You can use your body and work out no matter where you are. Your living room is free. Right. So you can't even tell me you don't have the money either. You can't afford it. So, you know, I have a lot of clients who say, I can't go to the gym anymore because, well, do you know that you can go to a park and walk outside? You can run. Do you know you can do some jumping jacks by the lake, which is a beautiful scenery anyway? You get, you know, fresh air, your lungs is open, your heart is better, and you are being active. So simple.
Yeah, you could even doing lunges in the kitchen while you're cooking. For females, right?
Oh, man, you can clean the toilet and do squats.
And you can go on the toilet and do squats for the other thing.
Absolutely, and for the other thing, too, number one or number two.
It still works your glutes. That's great. You know, I like in your book, you know, it says a 30-day fitness program focusing on exercise, diet, and attitude. I like to see that you're focusing on attitude as part of the program, because I'll tell you, with a lousy attitude, it really keeps us from reaching our altitude, does it not?
It absolutely. Your attitude breaks you down. You know, I feel like once your attitude is damaged, your spirit is damaged. And once your spirit is damaged, that means your emotions are damaged and so forth. Your emotions get damaged, you're mentally damaged. So now all of those aspects in your life that is supposed to be fit has become unfit. So you say you want to lose weight or you want to gain muscle. How are you going to do that when your attitude sucks? You have to be able to deviate away from the negativity and start to do things that represent love in your life, that puts smiles on your face. And what I call that is primary food. The primary food is taking care of your nutrition, taking care of your spirituality, taking care of your family, you know, your finances, all of those little intricate details in your life that will make you feel better.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. One problem that people have, I know, even dieting, whether it be, you know, on a diet or exercising, is when they hit those plateaus. So a lot of people start out strong, they hit the plateaus, they get discouraged, and they end up quitting. Does your book address staying focused through these plateaus?
Yes, I do. We have a part in the book that talks about hitting plateaus and what are some of the myths out there when people hit plateaus. So, for example, I'm 195 to 200 pounds. And I sometimes will hit a plateau where I feel like I'm not gaining any more muscle, or I'm not going any, I'm not approaching the level I want to approach. So what I do is I will cut back on my workouts rather than increasing my workouts. So many people feel like, okay, I'm stuck. I need to go faster. I need to go harder. Or I need to work out much longer. When in reality, you can break your plateau by going slower, or, you know, shortening your workouts, allow your body to relax, allow your muscle fibers to heal, so they can recover properly, and then you can get back into the game plan. The second thing is to change up your routine. Don't do the same thing over and over and over and over again. Your body will not move. It will stay stuck in that same plane.
great. I mean, good advice there, because I think that's one of, you know, my biggest peeves there is I get that plateau, and it's tough. You see the same weight, you see the same look, and it's just like, so that's good advice, is don't increase, just kind of decrease a little bit and then build yourself back up, because you're tricking the muscles, correct?
Yes, you're tricking the muscles, and you're allowing your body to say, wait a minute, what's happening out there? Oh, this is something new. All right, muscle fibers, recruit.
Yeah,
you know,
that's great.
Recruit.
Is there a time of day that you like to work out? I've heard the first thing in the morning is good. Some people say no, right before bed, because that's the growth hormone phase when your body produces, you know, when you sleep.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
What I prefer is any time of the day. The reason why is that, you know, in No Excuses Fitness, I'm talking about the confusion in fitness, right? So
Right. Sometimes
people will not even work out because they feel that they missed that window of opportunity to work out in the morning. All right, it doesn't make sense because they said that I should work out in the morning is the best time. Or it's too late, I can't exercise tonight. So I tell people, just move. I don't care if it's in the morning, in the afternoon, in the nighttime. I can work out anytime. After this interview, I'm going to the gym. It's the middle of the afternoon. Yesterday, I was at the gym in the middle of the night. So, you know, there's no preference.
That's such a good point, because, you know, people that have a routine of morning, if something happens, let's say there's an emergency in the morning, the kids are sick, and they don't work out, they stop the day. They say, well, I'm just not working out today. You bring up such a good point. Find another time. Doesn't have to be always in the mornings.
Absolutely. Find another time. It's just moving. I want you to move.
That's, you know, okay. Yeah. You know, I see so many people at the gym, speaking of moving, they'll move on the treadmill for 45 minutes to burn off that donut they had for breakfast, I hear. Share the important role that diet plays in achieving optimal results in the gym.
So here it is. I'm so happy you brought up the donut. You know, a donut can have up to a whopping 300 plus calories.
I mean, unless you eat the whole, the center's calorie free.
I love you already, too. I think we're going to be best friends, man. Donovan Green, the next co-host. Okay, so here it is. So with the donut, for example, like, I see a client, I say, all right, okay, what you had for snack today? What did you have for lunch? Oh, I had a salad, you know, and that donut. Okay, you had a salad and a donut. But I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work it off. So do you realize, in order for you to burn that one donut off, you have to literally run about 8 miles to burn that donut off?
Wow.
They're like, no, yeah, you have to. And I'm talking about at a very intense pace. So I tell people, your nutrition really breaks down into at least 80% of your results. So you get fit in the gym, but you get, you know, you lose the weight in the kitchen. That's a quote that I love to use. You get fit in the gym, you lose the weight in the kitchen. Of course, that's in my book.
I love that, because yes. I agree with you. I've always thought about 80% is diet, and I get exercise people on saying, no, you just burn off the food you eat.
Duh.
And you make up such a good point. I think especially belly fat, isn't that really about diet? A lot of people think sit-ups will burn that belly fat off. It's diet, right?
It's diet. We could talk about that all day. The belly fat, you know, over the years, fitness has left from just being healthy and being able to function in your daily life to looking like a fitness model. That's what fitness has become. So, you know, it's become very difficult for people to understand that your fitness is really about your lifestyle and just understanding how to live a happier, healthier life. So now, when it comes to that belly fat, people are under the assumption, I'm going to do a lot of sit-ups, I'm going to do a lot of crunches, and I'm going to take fat burners.
Wow, that's so
that
amazing.
Is not the way to go. The way to go is the old school way that has been proven to work time and time and time again. Include your macronutrients in your diet, which is your proteins, your fats, and of course your carbohydrates, your healthy carbohydrates. Stop cutting out proteins and stop doing those low carb stuff and high carb and all this other stuff, because you're going to deprive your body of all these extremely important nutrients. So once you get a balanced diet, that belly fat will begin to minimize.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Donovan. It's been a pleasure. His latest book, No Excuses Fitness, will be available April 14th. Pre-order on Amazon.com. To learn more about Donovan Green, go to ProjectSlimDown.com. Follow him on Twitter at Donovan Green. And for our daily health tweets, follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. More to come after this short break. Stay well and stay tuned.